Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 150, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions. Every other weekday, I normally read health and fitness blogs to you like an audiobook. Fridays are just a little bit special. Now, if you want to send in your own question, you can call in. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD, or you can send one in using your computer's microphone or even through an app. Just visit oldpodcast.com for more info. And if you send in a question, you'll be entered into a small raffle to win books from us. Now let's hear today's question and start optimizing your life.
Hi, guys. Love the podcast. I had a question about supplements, and I know you guys have talked before about whether supplements are safe or not and how you can tell whether they're safe, but I kind of want like the no BS answer on whether we should even be taking vitamins and supplements. Because every time I start thinking about like, oh, I should take a vitamin because everybody does that and that'd be good for me. Then I read some articles saying, yeah, vitamins aren't really scientifically proven to actually do anything good for you. So can you give us your opinion on this, your medical professional opinion on this? Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for your question, Aaron. You're totally right. There seems to be so much conflicting data with regards to taking vitamins or supplements. It seems like scientists, doctors, and dietitians or nutritionists cannot come to a decision on whether taking them will help at all. Plus, as you mentioned, if you do decide to take a vitamin or a supplement, you may not know whether they're free of contaminants or actually contain the nutrients they're supposed to and at the right dosage. I believe I've said this in a previous podcast, but I'll say it here again. The supplement industry right now is similar to the Wild West. It's every person for themselves, basically. We as consumers have to do our research and make sure we're not causing more harm to ourselves than good. You asked for a no BS answer, Aaron, so here it goes. Most people do not need to take any vitamins or supplements. You may not have liked that I said most people, but it's important I make this distinction. What I mean here is that most healthy adults do not need to take a multivitamin every day or extra vitamin C or zinc or calcium or a sports supplement or protein and so on. There have been a number of published studies looking at whether supplementing with vitamins and minerals can prevent disease and prolong your life. Turns out, they don't seem to help with either. Instead, getting your vitamins and minerals from eating real foods that have been minimally processed is best. This is because our bodies are better equipped to extract the nutrients from whole foods as opposed to supplements. If you think about it, many supplements contain weird combinations of nutrients, combinations you wouldn't find in nature. So the body gets confused and is unsure how to process these weird combinations of nutrients. Because it doesn't know what to do, the body will just get rid of them. So for many of us, when we take some of these supplements, we just end up with nutrient-rich urine. Plus, there's the risk of toxicity that can also occur. This usually happens, though, when people take it upon themselves to supplement with minerals. Minerals like iron, magnesium, and zinc, just to name a couple. Then there are those vitamins and minerals that we know increase disease risk when we supplement with them. Vitamin E and conjugated linoleic acid, or CLA, come to mind. I actually spoke about CLA a few weeks back, so definitely check out that Friday Q&A show. But of course, I must mention that there are individuals that definitely should consider taking a supplement. There's no way I'll be able to mention every single condition here, but I'll give you a quick list of some of the ones that occur more commonly. For example, those with eating disorders like anorexia or bulimia, folks that suffer from anemia, menopausal women, those that rarely consume fruits or vegetables, marathon runners or athletes that perform high-intensity physical activity on a regular basis, someone with digestive problems like difficulty chewing, or those with ulcers or diagnosed IBD like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, or even those with IBS, and those that suffer from alcoholism or those that regularly smoke cigarettes. So again, there are certain situations where a doctor or a dietitian or nutritionist may recommend a supplement, but oftentimes they don't recommend the individual start taking a multivitamin. Instead, they'll recommend a specific supplement for a specific condition. For example, those that regularly smoke cigarettes should take a vitamin C supplement specifically. This is because vitamin C can help offset some of the damage caused by smoking. Marathon runners or those that perform regular high-intensity physical activity should also consider taking a vitamin C supplement. In fact, many of you are probably wondering if I take any supplements. Because most of my workouts last at least an hour and incorporate high-intensity training, I do take a vitamin C supplement every day. But that's it. If you and your healthcare practitioner decide you should take a supplement, please take a moment to research the various brands to be sure you're buying a quality product. One of the most complete resources I have ever seen with regards to supplement safety is a site I've definitely mentioned before on this podcast. It's called consumerlab.com. Now, they're an independent company, which means they don't get paid by any supplement manufacturer or the USDA or the FDA, but they randomly test supplements for quality and purity. They will even tell you where to find the cheapest ones. Now, Consumer Lab is not a free site, but I think access to their entire database only costs like $24 American per year. I'm a subscriber and have been for years. If you happen to be a student at a university, you may actually find that your school is paying for access to their database right now. So definitely ask your librarian to see if you have access. So Aaron, my no BS response to your question is no. It's unlikely you need to supplement your diet.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I thank you again for the question. You're going to be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to send in a question, come by our website, oldpodcast.com. And while you're there, if you want to get some life tips from us, some free spreadsheet tools, and be entered into a raffle to win a book on the first of every month, enter your email address. It's totally free and a great way to show us that you like what you hear. You can also just text in. Text the word Batman to the number 44222, and you'll be added to our newsletter and all of our raffles. Or again, just visit our website, oldpodcast.com. Another week of the show is in the books. Thank you for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.